Hallelujah. You know, I'm gonna make a confession about the born again believer. Many and some and quite a few born again believers are the biggest fools on the face of the earth. I don't mean about their belief in Christ, but you know, my word, my Lord, my spirit, the Holy Spirit says to me that the children of this world are wiser than the children of the kingdom. See, the children of the world work the system. The children of the world get into the grooves. The children of the world figure out their place and understanding, and they make money, and they do this, and they create that, and they go forward, and they on that, and they leave the land to their children. They name the land after their own children, and give the land to their children after they're gone. See, they're establishing something, see, in the name of Jesus. The children of this world are more wise and what in the dealings of this world, see, and this is your paradox, born again believer, because see, you don't want to have the mindset of the world, but you want to know how to function in it, because you got to walk through it, see. It takes me back, brings me back to the beginning. I remember when I first came to the Lord Jesus Christ, or can I say it better, when he first found me. See, I was one of the first generation of purposely broke down children. Purposely neglected children. You know, there's a little gap. You know, gap children, gap generation children. They're usually the children that come on the end of a generation and they're close to the beginning of another generation, but they're right on that cusp. See, when I was born, one generation was beginning and another generation was passing away, see. See, I was introduced to two generations ago of people. Maybe some three. I'm what you call an old soul in a young body, or a young body and an old soul. I'm not sure. But see, I'm constantly examining my life because I know I have to present it to God. See, you know, every day I'm examining my life. What's wrong here? What needs to be changed there? What needs to be flipped on this side? See, I'm always examining my life because I know it will be one day presented before the Lord. So let me try to clean it up as much as I can. Not saying I'm doing it in my own strength, but you got to make an effort. To present something to your God. You know, I'm really, this whole podcast is about this kingdom that you are in, and the reflection through the windows of the kingdom that's in your mind. What do you see when you look outside those windows? You see a world. See, you see a world. Well, you are born again believer, but you see a world. So you are born again believer that comes from another kingdom, the tingling, the tingling of another kingdom is inside of your spirit, see, ringing out the will of your God inside every born again believer. There's a kingdom. That kingdom has a culture. That kingdom has a God. That kingdom has a Lord. That kingdom has rules, regulations, understandings. It has a principle. It has a spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Has a kingdom. And that kingdom is in you. Oh shit, I accidentally put my hand on the... I accidentally blew my horn. There's a kingdom inside of you. Why was I never taught about the kingdom? That's inside of me. So now I'm in a position. I have a kingdom that's outside of me. That's the world kingdom. Oh, my Lord said, love not the world and those things in it. Check. I got a kingdom inside of me. Check. I got two worlds going on. Two mindsets. See, I'm not of the generation that's in a hurry. I got two mindsets inside of me. What am I to do? How do I resolve this issue of the two kingdoms that's inside of me? What dialogue? What understanding? What voice? See, that's what I'm trying to get to. A roundabout way. I gotta talk to you for 18 minutes, so I gotta keep you at least enough to keep going. See. I think I've been putting my money on the wrong horse. I had to cough that up. Banking my money on the wrong horse. You've been betting on the wrong horse. My Lord said, don't stand up for a bad cause. You've been standing up for a bad cause. You've been standing up for a bad relationship. You've been standing up for a bad understanding. You've been standing up for a bad vision of yourself. You've been standing up for a bad man. You've been standing up for a bad woman. You've been believing in the best. You've been hoping for greater outcomes. See, you know what? In the name of Jesus, your enemy will take what you call faith and call it dependency. In the name of Jesus, you are codependent. You are dependent personality. In the name of Jesus, you like it when people depend on you. But if you notice, you can't depend on them like that. You like it when people depend on you. It gives you joy. And you think that's called the spirit of helps. Some of you got a gift of helps. a gift of help, but your enemy has taken that gift of help and turned it against you and made you a martyr and made you think you got to martyr your life for every person. You got to lay down your life so somebody else can be better. Who told you you need to martyr your existence for your choice ones? Oh, it gets deep. Oh, it gets deep. It gets specific. But see, now, see, I'm choosing the ones. Now, see, I'm in authority of this martyrdom spirit. See, now I have the authority to choose who I martyr myself for. See, in the name of Jesus, I'm a perpetual martyrer. In the name of Jesus, you put martyrdom on yourself, man. That's your problem. Come on. When you look at yourself long enough, the Holy Spirit gonna show you who you are. Now you can truly make a change. This is the day I've been waiting for on the other side of the eclipse. I've been waiting for this on the other side of the eclipse. There's freedom on the other side of the eclipse. Is your purpose, your life, your truth, your understanding, your come on now. You can't stay. You can't stay. You can't stay attached to your ignorance. You can't stay involved with your desire for a lack of knowledge. You got to divorce your intent to stay insane. You got to do away with your acknowledgement. Over those that hate you. Go ahead, my brother. All right, be safe there, my brother. All right, man. You got to break up with the spirit of the destruction of your life, your soul, your mind. It's a seducing spirit, see. It wants to lull you back into position, see. It knows it's rattled your cage, but it wants to lull you back into a position of submission. You think you're dealing with a regular individual, a regular person. See, you're not wrestling against a person. You're wrestling against a spirit that person has aligned themselves with. See, a spirit needs a human being. It needs a person. I got it right, Lord. Let me say it like this. See, a person, all spirits need persons to fulfill their goal. You don't think a spirit has a goal. You think you're the only one with a goal. Don't you know that the spirit world has a goal? Spirit world has a goal. A spirit world has a goal. So, okay, you got your goals right. You got your desires right. You got your understandings right. Well, you know the spirit world has goals. That demon has a goal. That angel has a goal. That nature has a goal. It wants to fulfill its nature, its purpose through somebody. See, there's a spirit of bitterness. There's a spirit of rage. You need to break up with the spirit of rage. Some of you have a spirit of rage demon inside of you. And if you get rid of that spirit of rage, you'll find out that your storm. And now I know what it means about the Jesus in the boat. That sea that was bubbling up when Jesus was in sleep, was sleeping in the back of the boat. That's the spirit of rage in the name of Jesus. That's the spirit of rage in the name of Jesus. The Lord just showed me something in my spirit, because my spirit sits next to the Holy Spirit and they can talk. He said that scripture, when I was asleep in the back of the boat and the sea rose up angry in the name of Jesus, wanting to devour in the name of Jesus, and they ran back and said, don't you care that we about to drown? Don't you care that we about to drown? What they're saying is that, Jesus, don't you care that we about to be swallowed up by the spirit of rage? Don't you care that we about to be swallowed up by the spirit of rage in the name of Jesus? You just back here chilling. You just back here taking a nap. Don't you know what's going on out there? A spirit of rage is all around. I don't know if you ever been on a boat when the sea, when the storm hit, it says the raging seas. You know, some of you have that in your spirit. Some of you are a raging sea in your spirit. Some of you are a raging organism in your spirit. You need to cast out that raging spirit that you have a fellowship with. I love my job. See, this is my job. I go to work for places to make money, and I do things that I love, but this is my job, is to bring to you an understanding of the kingdom that's inside of you. Get me right, Lord, get me right. I'm ready to go on. 6 minutes, let's go on, let's do this thing, see. 6 minutes, you might have 6 minutes left in the name of Jesus. But see, God doesn't measure time like you measure time, see. You got to take a walk with me. You got to take a journey with me. You got to walk down a path with me. Oh, my gosh. You know, if you're not walking somewhere, if you're not going where you know you're going, you're being drugged by somebody else. If you walk in this life and you don't know where you're going, I guarantee you, you are being drugged by someone else. You're being dragged. You're by the hair, by a foot, by an arm, by an ear, by a nose, by a lip. You're being drugged somewhere. A lip, somebody got your tongue. Anybody ever grabbed your tongue and pulled it? You being grabbed by a tongue grabber, see? You pulling my leg. Anybody ever pulled your leg into destruction? Anyone ever pull your leg? Anyone ever grabbed you and yanked you? I must be talking to those people that haven't experienced life, see. Oh, my gosh. Boy, oh, boy. The life of an observer. The life of an observer of life. Stories. Pictures, stories. Near death, near life, in flames, in hope, flipped over, ran over, potentially ran through, dismissed, corrupt, beat, broken, struck, kicked, emaciated, emancipated. See, as a born-again believer, when you really get into this thing, believe me, you're going to understand the flavors of life. You're going to understand the flavors of your Lord. See, your Lord, oh my gosh, he's so good. The Lord Jesus Christ is so good, and his Holy Spirit is so, oh my gosh, come on now, the Holy Spirit, we don't give you enough. We don't give you enough. I want to get a Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you the Spirit, you the Holy Spirit. I want you to be happy dealing with this man, which I am. I want you to be happy. Yeah, I know he got problem issues. He should be broken in areas. He should be broke down in areas. Because, see, if he becomes too perfect, then I got to take him home. See, my work is done, Lord. See, he's all right. So I try to keep the Holy Spirit working just a little bit somewhere, but not too much to be like, this is a lost cause. Lord, I need to shut this down, close this off right now.